Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Jonathan Barrett, president of OxyFresh, and Josh Atkinson, franchisee of the OxyFresh Franchise Opportunity. And OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning uses innovative products and technology. OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning, the nation's fastest-growing carpet cleaning franchise, offers oxygen-powered cleaning, which cleans all the way down to the bottom of the carpet pile, transforming the carpet right before a customer's eyes. And that is coming up on segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchising can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Hey, Marty, doing fine this week. How are you?
Good, good. Another busy week. You know, it's, as you know, we were the interviewees this week, weren't we?
Right.
On Lynn Johnson's show, which was fantastic. We did that on Monday, and I know you didn't have a chance to listen to the show yet, but the topic was, of course, franchising and the recession and...
financing, yeah.
Yeah, if I do say so myself, I thought we did a great job. You sounded really good. I noticed you used that word forced entrepreneurship, which I tried getting in there, and I just never seemed to have the opportunity. But it was so true, you know. It just fit right into that topic, you know, of what Lynn was talking about. So,
yeah, she had a lot of good questions, and hopefully, you know, I was able to help some of the listeners.
Oh yeah,
with the information. Yeah.
She has a big listening base as well, you know, and it's amazing. She also started off at the same radio station we did in the beginning, you know, and she's just done so well. So I'm just so happy for her, you know, to just watch her success. So good for her, and thanks again, Lynn. Our last show, though, we met with the founder of Fetch Pet Care Opportunity, Paul Mann, and Fetch Pet Care franchisee, Carolyn Alonzo. And if you missed the show, Fetch Pet Care is America's largest and most trusted pet sitting and dog walking franchise servicing more than 1,800 cities. That was a pretty big number, and towns nationwide, and they're constantly growing. I thought it was an interesting concept. This was something a little different. We haven't done a show like this in a long time, have we?
No, and I thought it was a nice show, you know, having the franchisee on. It was a great entrepreneurial story of how he started up the franchise and a big growing industry. You know, pets are important to family.
Yeah.
They're like a member of the family. People are going to spend money on pets, and I was really impressed by their satisfaction rating ratio.
Was that was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was like 92% of their customers would refer them to someone else, and I think right behind that was like Harley Davidson, I think like at 80%, you know, so
right.
The number's just unheard of. So, I mean, what does that tell you right away? I know in retailing, Don, when you talk about that third-party research as far as like referrals go, I think it's about 18%, you know, so
right.
That's a big wow when you hear that number. It's basically everyone refers you.
Yeah.
And that's always the best kind of advertising, isn't it?
Yeah, word of mouth, I guess. They built up their client base with a lot of word of mouth, so.
Yeah, I always remember the story you were telling, too, with I think this was your, I don't know if you were taking care of your, was your parents' dog, and you had to give them, was it Evian or something like that, or? Bottle
right.
water, you know,
yeah.
It wasn't out
right.
of the tap, you know.
Spring water,
so,
yeah,
it's just, I mean, but it just goes to show you how the pet has elevated in society, and they truly are, you know, a part of the family, like you say, you know. It's, so, I mean, they're important, you know, to most people, not everybody, but, you know, it's, they really
Fetch
are part
pet
of the family.
Care, I guess, Entrepreneur Magazine's Franchise 500 list as well, so that was nice.
That's amazing. When he was talking about the story, I mean, just about the market, I know, I think you mentioned, Paul was mentioning, it's a pet, not pet sitting, but just pets in general. I think there are a $45 billion market here in the United States. I think the growth's at about 5%. I think pet sitting of the market. So you're right. It is a significant market, that's for sure. And this isn't an expensive business to get into.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that's the nice element as well is that, you know, someone could get into this. I mean, financing is not really going to be a big obstacle with this type of franchise. So I thought it was very attractive for a lot of people out there. You know, I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know, say, I can't afford it, you know. And this is one, I mean, if you like pets, you know, and the market's it's big enough, you know, you might really be able to get into.
Right. Yeah, good point. I mean, that's more of... The franchise opportunities are the lower investment size, and if you happen to be someone who only has so much to spend or can't get financing and love pets,
right,
it's probably the franchise for you.
I mean, some of the last couple shows that we've done, too, I mean, some of those franchises were pretty significant when it comes to, like, startup costs and things like that, you know, like, I mean, Margarita's Restaurant, you know, I mean, so it was interesting. We kind of went from one extreme to the other, you know what I mean, where we're talking, like, maybe $500,000 to, you know, $20,000-$30,000 you can get into this type of opportunity. So it's
right.
It's just very interesting. I like to follow their success, you know, and they were both, you know, great guests, and you know, we'll have them back next year.
Even today's franchise, it's probably a lower investment size. Oxy Fresh Carpet Cleaning franchise.
Yeah,
we're having
I'm
on
excited
today.
About that. That's a cool concept, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear their story. We're having Jonathan Barrett on, the president of OxyFresh. And then it's always nice having a franchisee to hear their story. That's Josh Atkinson.
I don't know if your wife, if she bothers you. I know Connie.
Yeah, she always bothers me.
I always told Connie he was going to be on the show, you know, the morning we're doing it, you know, and she's always like, you think you can ask him this, you think you can ask them that, you know, and it's just like, I'm not going to bother these, you know, our guests on the show, but it really is a cool concept. I'm interested in hearing more. And what's nice is we also have a franchisee on as well, so
right. That
always, you know, adds to the show as well. So, yeah, so it's going to be a good show today. And I know, once again, you were scanning the globe last night, coming up with articles and had some interesting things to discuss.
Yeah, I stayed within the U.S. yesterday.
You did? Okay, good.
Here's something from Franchise Wire. We just mentioned we're having OxyFresh on today. They were awarded for franchisee satisfaction through FranBest.com. Jonathan Barrett, MBA president of OxyFresh, is proud to announce their carpet cleaning franchises earned number 7 ranking in the mid-sized business category of the recently announced Franchise Business Review's 2010 Franchise Satisfaction Awards.
Wow,
that's
great.
A nice little award they got. Congratulations. And
yeah.
We'll hear their story. Also, Franchise Fast Signs participates in Souls for Souls Earth Day 2010 project.
Wow.
In celebration of Earth Day, Fast Signs International, the worldwide franchisor for French Fast Signs Sign and Graphic Centers, has partnered with CBL and Associates Properties in 50 of its shopping malls located across the country to encourage shoppers to donate their gently worn shoes to Souls for Souls, that's S-O-L-E-S, the number 4, then S-O-U-L-S, an international shoe charity.
Hmm.
Fast Signs donated point-of-purchase materials, including more than 650 posters and window clings to participating CBL malls nationwide to help promote the shoe drive.
Wow, so
that's great.
Great.
You know, a lot of people in the world need shoes, people less fortunate, so that's nice to see franchisors get involved in charity and helping out a good cause.
It's so true, Don. You know, it's we really take these things for granted. We have we became friendly with our priest where we go, and he came from Africa, you know, and he said, you know, most people that go to school, I mean, they don't even have shoes, you know. I mean, they walk to school.
It says the project encourages people to donate their unwanted shoes to help those in need, including the more than 300 million children worldwide who are without shoes.
300 million. I mean,
300 million children. It's just,
It's unbelievable. You just you're under the assumption, you know, being here in the States, you forget what it's like in the outside world, and it's going on right now. So, I mean, good for them. I'm glad that they're doing this. And what you see too is a lot of, you know, other franchises get involved in things like this too. You know, they're really great at giving back. You know, and it's always a good feeling.
Moving on, USA Today, their Franchising Today section. Franchisors actively seek minority participation and ownership. This is by C. Everett Wallace and Blair Cavagrotti.
Okay.
Given that minorities make up more than 30% of the U.S. population, it should come as no surprise that they are actively sought after as prospective franchisees. Currently, however, minorities account for less than 15% of franchise owners.
Hmm.
Because of this underrepresentation and the fact that the minority market is currently underserved by the franchising community as a whole, an increasing number of progressive franchisors are aggressively trying to attract and support minority franchisees. The National Minority Franchise Initiative, an organization whose sole purpose, Marty, is to expand the number of minorities in franchise, has selected 50 of the leading franchisors in this area, as noted in the list that I'll mention shortly. Their inclusion was based on their overall minority recruitment program, the percentage of minority franchisees currently within their system, and the percentage of minorities in key positions within the franchisor's management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised to hear those numbers, Don. I mean, that's just, you'd be under the assumption that it would be 30%, you know, of the franchise market would be minorities, but you said 15%. That's pretty low. I'm surprised to hear it's that low. Because you got, you know, the African American market, Hispanic market, and the Asian market growing significantly here in the country. Again, as you said, I think that makes up about 30-35% of the United States, and in the franchising it's only 15%. So yeah, that's something's got to change there. And they do have the one by the IFA, I think you might even mention it. I don't know, it might even be in the article. Is it Minority Fran? or something like that, .org, or
yeah.
I'm going to have to look it up while you're reading the article.
It goes on, Marty. Selected franchisors were enthusiastic about the achievements of their minority franchisees. Many felt that diversity has greatly contributed to the overall growth and success of their franchise systems. According to Brad Smith, VP of Franchise Licensing at JanPro Cleaning Systems, minority franchisees have been a crucial factor in their accomplishments. Being the fastest-growing franchise for two consecutive years, we attribute a lot of that success to our minority franchisees. They have enabled JanPro to grow to over 10,000 units nationwide.
Wow.
10,000 units.
That's amazing.
You know, we got to get Mr. Smith on the phone to talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, we should. I think they're in New Jersey, too, aren't they, JanPro? I'm pretty sure they are.
Not sure. You're good at throwing out questions without an answer.
Putting you on the spot all the time, right?
I'm not that smart. Lay off the questions. And they say they're going to keep continuing to attract minorities, and I guess they're a low-cost, low-investment opportunity. John Hewitt, we had on the show a couple years, president and CEO of Liberty Tax Service, notes that minorities are especially important in a tax service franchise because when you're located in a minority population, you need representatives who speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. He adds that the fact that minorities have done so well in our organization have been one of the keys to their success.
Oh, yeah.
He says a lot of their franchisees are referral-based.
Wow. That would make sense, yeah.
Martin Amschler, I bring up that name because it has your first name.
Okay.
Chief Development Officer at Nexen Franchise Management, says we offer variety incentives for potential franchise, including minority groups across our multiple franchise brands, and are proud of our shared passion for developing franchise stores in diverse communities across the country and around the globe. Also, Little Caesars, company made up of people with many different backgrounds and cultures. With our simple operating model and extensive training, Little Caesars offers an opportunity for people to experience independence and achieve the American dream of becoming their own boss, which is kind of the central theme of our show and why we do
right.
this. Says Robert Mazziotti, VP, U.S. Development of Little Caesars Enterprises. And then on this list here, it's really in alphabetical order. I won't mention them all, but Cartridge World, Denny's, Fast Fix Jewelry and Watch Repairs, Fruits,
uh-huh.
Goddard Systems, we mentioned Liberty Tax Service, McDonald's, Papa Lock, also Rita's Italian Ice, a sponsor of our show, and Service Brands International, who we had on in the past.
Right.
Also Yoshinoya, a Japanese restaurant franchise.
Oh, you said that great, by the way.
I figured the faster I say it,
it wasn't been practicing.
People won't notice.
Yoshinoya.
Yeah.
That sounded good.
Jack in the Box, you know, Kahala Brands has a few brands like Cold Stone Creamery and Blimpies.
So you wonder what it is, Don. Like if just the franchise community is just not marketing in the right places, just making people aware of franchising as an alternative. You know, I was telling Lynn Johnson on the show this week that I don't think a lot of people are aware of how many industries are actually franchising right now. I think we're up to, I mean, you've referenced on you know, a couple of different occasions, like 80, 85 different industries franchising up to this point. That's a lot, you know, because I think the perception is food franchising. You know, you hear the word franchise, you think of the average person, Burger King, McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, you know, and say,
right.
I can't afford that. But, I mean, look at the franchise that we had on last week, you know. I mean, if you really love pets, it's a low-cost opportunity to get into. So
right.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I wonder how many total franchise? These are just the top 50. I wonder how many total franchisors participate in this.
Right.
I mean, was there about 3,500?
I mean, we've seen different numbers. I've seen like 3,000, I think, quoted by FranData, which is usually pretty accurate, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, that's pretty a significant number.
Here's something, Marty. By David Farkas, Chain Leader Magazine. I thought this was interesting because, a Wendy's franchisee helps turn around the chain. Wendy's president, J. David Karam, explains why a franchisee has advantages in the top job at corporate. Investors are betting Wendy's is finally building momentum after company restaurants post a surprising 330 basis point improvement in operating margins. You know, we don't know what that means, but, you know, it seems pretty good, over 300.
Yeah.
Credit Wendy's president, J. David Karam, who owns the 150-unit chain. I guess he's a franchisee in the Ohio market. And And it's interesting that now he's running the company. They asked him a question. You bring a different perspective from that of a professional manager. He says it is different, in part because I am more entrepreneurial. What you see in a lot of people who have only worked in large corporations is they oftentimes are missing that entrepreneurial ingredient that understands risk and reward. When you understand that and are disciplined in the way you make decisions, it binds that relationship between franchisor and franchisee even more tightly. He says, trust me, it doesn't mean we aren't tackling issues that some franchisees are opposed to, at least at some level, whether that's value, reinvestment, breakfast advertising, or raising operational standards. But I thought this was interesting. I wonder how often it happens. More successful franchisee. In his case, he's the largest franchisee within Wendy's, and he ended up, he's now the president.
But that's amazing.
He can make decisions, being that he was a franchisee himself. And, you know, one of the questions I'm not going to go over it is, you think he would be more pro-franchisee than pro-corporate, which is an interesting discussion.
Yeah, it's a very interesting discussion. And as you're reading it, I don't know if you're thinking the same thing that I do, because we've been working with each other for such a long time now. I was thinking of Jim Rudolph, who now is the CEO of Rita's, right? Because he had a similar situation, right? He was franchisee to Wendy's. I think it was like 48 of them.
Yeah.
And now he's running the company at Rita's. I think that helps a lot, you know, being able to, you know, empathize with the franchisee. That doesn't always.
You know, I mean, because that's your. I mean, that's your system. I mean, that.
Exactly.
You know, that's your foundation, your base. If you know, we've read a lot of articles and have had guests on the show that you know, emphasize how important to have the right people in your system. I mean, it's really a marriage. It's a team. You know, you got to have franchisees who are helpful. They're building your company overall.
And it is truly a relationship, you know. I mean, again, I don't know if it's again. I've kind of changed my opinion on this over the years since doing the show. That it's, you know, I used to say it's a marriage, but I don't really want to compare it to a marriage anymore, because I think at the end of the day, the franchisor always has the final say, you know. So it's not always like a 50-50 kind of thing, but it definitely is a relationship, though. So I think it is important to be able to empathize with the franchisee, most definitely.
Right.
That's interesting. It would be an interesting study.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we ever mentioned this company on the show. You know, I'd like to have them on the show, a company called Red Mango.
Red Mango, I think I heard of them, yeah.
And they're expanding to airports around the country. You know, it's always interesting to follow the growth strategy of franchisors.
What do they do, Don?
They're a dessert, and
there again, putting you on the spot again. Sorry about that. And how many franchisees do they have? No, but and so if they're going in airports, yeah, that's my assumption, is that yes, they're probably some kind of like food franchise, I guess.
And you know, you've been in airports. I've been in so many airports the last just say 5 years. You know, exhibiting at franchise shows around the country, so I'm always really taking an extra look to see some of the stores and restaurants and companies that are leasing space in airports. And I see a lot of franchising companies, but you read stories that a lot of companies are expanding to airports, and you know, I just wonder how many, you know, these companies can keep going into airports. Either there's turnover, or I guess airports are expanding, so there's additional terminals. But there's, and you know, your major airports is always so much traffic, so I guess it makes sense. You know, at Newark Airport, you know, Newark Liberty in New Jersey, it's just incredible the amount of...
it's all franchises, isn't it? It seems like...
I mean, well, there you go asking a question. I don't know the percentage, but...
what's the percentage in Newark?
But there's a lot of franchises that are at least in, you know, some of the airports I've been to the last few years. And
yeah, it's,
you know,
true.
And they're still there, so I guess they're doing some pretty good business.
That's an interesting point, what you just said, is they're still there. I know here out in the Lehigh Valley International Airport, which sounds like a big airport, it's actually a small airport. I've been going there for years now since we've been out here, and those franchises pretty much for the most part are all still there, it seems like. You know, I can almost name them to you. So, yeah, absolutely. That's an interesting point. But, I mean, you talk about the location factor. You know, I was talking to Lynn about this on the show this week, too. You know, is great location can really overcome bad marketing sometimes, you know. I mean, think about when you're in an airport. I know when I fly into sometimes when I'm going to the graduation ceremony for Kaplan University, we go down to Miami and I have a layover in North Carolina. It's just amazing. I mean, the lines, you know, in some of those airports, Don, it's just incredible.
Right.
People just waiting, you know. I mean, it's just, it's a machine.
I wonder if the same type of deals people are getting with leasing space, mall space. I wonder how it is with airports. If it's tough to lease space or other deals, or airports are completely separate from what's going on in the normal commercial leasing space industry.
Yeah, I don't know, but it is pretty much dominated by franchising, it seems like. I don't know if you remember this, going back maybe like it was about 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when we had George Native on the show, and he was coming out with George Native is the founder of Boston Market, Boston Chicken,
right,
at the time. And they were going to, I think one of their strategies were to put no fats in airports. You know, he thought that that would be a great location for that type of franchise opportunity. So,
right.
So who knows, you know, it's, I don't know. I mean, it would be an interesting study. It's interesting how I've changed, you know, now that I've been going for my doctorate degree, I would say, this would be an interesting study or that would be an interesting study, you know, so it changes the way you look at things, but,
And just real quick, Red Mango, just to get back on that, pioneer
okay.
of all-natural frozen yogurt, the very popular and fastest-growing retailer of all-natural, non-fat frozen yogurt in the U.S. They combine its freshly tangy frozen yogurt with fresh and exciting toppings. Just wanted to make that official.
Thanks. You're making me hungry, right? Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team,
Big Mouth,
as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth Advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jonathan Verrett, president of OxyFresh Franchise Opportunity, and also Josh Atkinson, franchisee of OxyFresh. And OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning uses innovative products and technology. OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning, the nation's fastest-growing carpet cleaning franchising, offers oxygen-powered cleaning, which cleans all the way down to the bottom of the carpet pile, transforming the carpet right before the customer's eyes. And I think we got Josh with us. Let me see if I can pull him in. Hey, Josh, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, Josh. I see John hasn't called in yet, but I guess we're expecting him any moment.
Okay.
And I want to welcome you to the show. And Don, I know you wanted to say hi to Josh. Josh is the franchisee to OxyFresh Franchise Opportunity.
Thanks for coming on, Josh. This is great. We always like having franchisees on to hear your story. So,
I appreciate it. It's good to be speaking with you guys this morning.
Oh, thanks, Josh. Josh, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning so we can get an idea of what the weather is there?
Yeah, actually, it's a beautiful day here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where I'm at.
Nice.
It's kind of, you never know how the weather's going to be around here, kind of, you know, snowing one day and sunny the next. But, it's a beautiful 70 degrees here in Tulsa, so I'm not complaining one bit.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, Josh, what was your background? I mean, what were you doing before getting into all this?
Yeah, I mean, my background is basically entrepreneurship. I mean, I graduated from Oral Roberts University here in Tulsa with a bachelor's in marketing, and from there my wife actually went to ORU as well, and she studied broadcast journalism. So what we did is, coming out of college, we combined our efforts and started a video production company. So kind of right out of the gates, we just decided to try to take it on ourselves, and that worked out really well for us. As a matter of fact, our video production company is still going strong. We've got about 4 employees full-time in that. And then from there, kind of evolved into several different opportunities, but one of those was a local photography business that I had worked with. We do a lot of weddings in our video company.
Right.
And a local photographer that I worked with quite a bit presented me with an opportunity to buy her out. And so I did that. And so now I have a video company and a photography studio as well that, you know, they run independently, but we really combine our services, and it works really well, kind of networking back and forth.
Yeah, it's a nice match.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Why franchising, Josh? Why did you go the franchise alternative? You sound like an entrepreneur, you know, so it's always interesting when an entrepreneur gets into franchising.
Absolutely. It's, you know, I've kind of always had a belief within my own system that, you know, I feel like several legs to stand on are better than just one. So this was a unique opportunity that I felt like I didn't have to be an owner-operator with mm-hmm. OctiFresh, and that was huge for me
right.
Because, you know, I do have other things going. I don't want to, you know, buy myself a 40-hour-a-week job. So the way that I kind of evolved into this is I'm actually good friends with Jonathan Barnett, who's the owner of OctiFresh
right.
Franchising. And, you know, we just kind of got to talking one day, and I believed in the system that he had put forth. The way that it works is through a call center-based job booking. So for me, I don't have to answer the phones. I don't have to be the one to consult every single client because he has basically a sales force in the call center that can handle all that for me. So the reason I decided to do it was due to that fact. I felt like it was a good investment opportunity that I didn't have to sink, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week into and still be able to diversify, you know, my portfolio, which is kind of businesses, basically.
Did you have some concern, Josh, that, you know, you already had your own business, where you made all your decisions with a franchise, you know, somebody that's going to be made for you, there's, you know, you have to be a certain type of person to be a franchisee. Did that factor into your decision?
It did, and you know, honestly, and I'm speaking with Don here, right?
Right, that was Don.
Right, okay, Don and Marty. Don, you know, the thing that really factored in for me with this is exactly what you just said. A lot of the decisions, a lot of the system, a lot of the way that things needed to work were already in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, as an entrepreneur, came in and I had to make all those decisions. I had to pay for all of my mistakes. With this, I was able to, you know, come into a system that was proven, that already worked, and that allowed me to not have to do a trial and error period and pay for a lot of those mistakes. And so with this, you know, I could, you know, of course you are paying for, you know, a system. And with it, I felt like, you know, it took a lot of the headache off of me with having to do all of those, you know, legwork decisions up front.
And, you know, for people listening, you know, just describe the OctiFresh system and why it works and, you know, why
yeah.
things are going well.
Well, absolutely. You know, the actual system itself is commercial and residential carpet cleaning. The way that it works is it is an oxygenated system, as you spoke of previously. We don't use chemicals. They're all oxygen-based solutions. So it's safe for children, safe for pets. You know, it's a really clean, green system. So in that sense, you know, it works extremely well. We don't use the big trucks with the generators and all of that. It's a machine that you can take into the house. It plugs into a regular outlet and just uses a minimal amount of electricity. The cool thing about it as well is that a typical, you know, steam cleaning or other types of cleaners typically use about 40 gallons of water that they're putting into the carpet. Our system uses about a tenth of that. It's about 3 to 4 gallons of water that you're putting into the carpet, and then you're basically, you know, bringing that back up with our brushes that we use on our machines. So it's a different system, you know, and that's one thing I really liked about it. It wasn't your typical, you know, carpet cleaner that pulls up
right.
to your house, and, you know, it kind of not only arouses questions, but also it's really good to educate the clients on, you know, how different it is. You know, our techs drive around in vehicles that get 25, 30 miles a gallon versus, you know, big trucks that, you know, pull up with the generators like I spoke of.
Wow. You mentioned a few things that with, you know, we've had, you know, record rain and, you know, precipitation. I've had some
yeah.
water in my basement, and I don't want to be putting more, you know, water into my carpet. And I have 5-year-old twins, so I like the safety and the,
mm-hmm.
you know, using much less water, the green product. I'm
definitely
here in our local market here.
Hey, that sounds like a plan for us. Yeah, we're me and Johnny being friends, we kind of talk about several things, and his franchising opportunity, I feel like, is a great opportunity for that entrepreneur that doesn't. You can be an owner operator, and I'm not downing that side of things. I just said for me, it's not something that I really wanted to do. And I looked at other opportunities. I looked around at several different things and checked into a lot of them, and a lot of them are you do kind of have to be that owner operator, which for me is not really what I wanted to do. So I feel like it does free you up as an entrepreneur to be able to do this. And the way that we do it is, we advertise in our local market. My dad and I are actually partners in this business. And with that, he's in Northwest Arkansas. He lives up in Rogers, Arkansas. And I'm here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and our franchise is in Springfield, Missouri. So it's kind of a unique dynamic. But basically, we have technicians that are in Springfield, and all of our schedule is databased. So when they call in to OxyFresh of Springfield, they dial a 417 area code there for Springfield. What it does is it forwards to a call center there in Denver, Colorado, and they answer the phone. They schedule the jobs for us, and then our database is online. So we can pull it up anytime and see any new jobs that have come up, and we have a schedule on a day-to-day basis that the techs just pull up the schedule, go out, do the service jobs, and then come back and deposit the money, email us all of the invoices, and it's all taken care of. So I feel like it's a really unique opportunity for that person who doesn't necessarily want to be tied down, to a 10-hour-a-day job.
Right. Yeah, it really is a system, isn't it, Don? As Josh is explaining it, I mean, it sounds like a machine, like everything has just been thought through, So, I can see how you don't have to necessarily be there every single day, for this whole thing to work. And we were saying in segment one, Josh, that OxiClean actually got some pretty high accolades. I think they were ranked number 9 as top new franchisees and number 30 as the fastest growing franchise by 2010 Entrepreneur Magazine Franchise 500. And I think there was another one too, wasn't there, Don, that you referenced?
Right through FranBest.com.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I mean,
business category.
And those are pretty strong testimonials in the world of franchising, Josh, too, So
yeah.
It sounds like you did go with a winner, because there are a lot of, and I guess this, carpet cleaning franchises out there,
Exactly.
And a lot of our listeners are always like, well, what's the difference between one or the other, And we haven't had too many on the show in almost the 4 years that we've been doing it, So that's why we're so happy to have your system, because it did sound like something truly different that we haven't really heard of before,
Yeah, and I feel like, your initial investment, which of course, you would need to check with the OxyFresh franchising company to really figure out, what's best for you. I mean, do your due diligence, make sure that this is something that's going to work for you, because there is investment involved in it.
Sure.
But, I feel like that the cost-benefit analysis on it, when you talk about the investment needed versus the potential in this company, I feel like it's definitely something to look into if you're thinking, if you're coming out of corporate America, wanting to get into your own type of a business,
mm-hmm.
not really sure how to start that business.
Right.
This is a system that you can buy into where all of the kinks have been mostly worked out for you. Of course, with any business, you're going to run into little hurdles here and there that you're going to have to learn how to step over. But in general, it gives you the tools. The marketing is already set in place. They have teams that help you with your initial marketing campaigns. It's just something that I feel like as an entrepreneur myself, I feel like it's something that could benefit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they have things set in place that it doesn't take someone who, knows the ins and outs of business to be able to do. I feel like they've set up things for you that, on their marketing, on the way that they hired a PR firm that helps you out, all these different aspects that really is kind of a game changer in the franchising industry, I feel like, and I've had nothing but, great things to say about the system so far, so.
That's fantastic. What's a typical day like, Josh? I mean, for like for franchisees, I know. I guess it depends on how you're running the franchise. You know, if you're
true.
An owner-operator. But how would you describe a typical day to our listeners?
You know, if you're talking about a typical day for an owner-operator, you know, it's you're going to be, you know, checking the database to see kind of what jobs are scheduled for the upcoming day. You're going to be calling the clients, making sure that they know that and are aware that you're going to be coming out there, going out and actually performing the jobs, which are very, very simple. You know, the machine is only 40 pounds and it glides along the carpet, so it's not something that
wow.
you're going to have to, you know, lug around this heavy equipment and everything like that. You know, and then from there, you're just, you know, providing service to customers. You're going into homes, going into businesses. It's commercial and residential. So, you know, it just kind of depends, like you said, Marty, on how you choose to run your business.
Exactly.
For me, you know, it's kind of a different story. I like to work on the business more than in it, and that's my same philosophy in each one of my businesses. I have, you know, employees that handle the day-to-day tasks of the businesses, and I like to work on the marketing plan, the overall game plan of where we're going, why we're going there, you know, and that type of a deal. So for me, I work on more of the marketing, the growth potential of the business than I do the day-to-day tasks of it.
Wow. Josh sounds like Michael Gerber, doesn't he, Don? It's just like listening to him. You know, it's true that it's working on the business and not in the business. Josh, you know, we reference that on a lot of occasions in doing this show the last
yeah.
3 years, you know, which I think is so important. Josh, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another
okay.
segment? That's fantastic.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
All right.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Josh Atkinson, who is a franchisee of the OxyFresh franchise opportunity. And OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning uses innovative products and technology. OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning, the nation's fastest-growing carpet cleaning franchise, offers oxygen-powered cleaning, which cleans all the way down to the bottom of the carpet pile, transforming the carpet right before the customer's eyes. And Don, I think you're up.
Josh, I just wanted to ask real quick, has the economy affected OxyFresh as a whole and even your business?
Don, it's hard to say, honestly. You know, we're really busy, but I can't really tell if we would be busier. I don't know if that makes sense or not,
yeah,
but, you know, I don't feel like that it's hurt us in a sense of the way that we actually are able to maintain profits. But at the same time, our growth in my other businesses has not been as much as normal. So I would probably say that it has affected us somewhat, but my other two businesses, photography and video, are a high niche product. They're
right.
They're both something that's going to cost you a little bit more. It's a little bit more of an investment than, you know, a carpet cleaning, which was another reason I decided to get into OxyFresh, because I felt like it diversified my business portfolio a little bit, in a sense that this was more of a commercial industry where, you know, it's something that people are going to need done on a more frequent basis.
Right.
So we started our business April 15th of last year. I'm talking about OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning. We started our franchise on April 15th. And so I'm not back to year number one yet, coming up on it here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, it's kind of hard to say when you ask me that about OxyFresh, because I'm not 100% sure how it would have done,
right,
other than, you know, how it worked for us this past year, which was awesome. You know, we were able to separate ourselves from the business, hire technicians to do the work, and still be able to pull about a 25, close to 27, about 26, somewhere in that area, profit out of the business.
That's great. And how was the training process with the franchise? And your friend John, did he take it easy on you, or made you go to the
Well, we played basketball together at ORU, so
okay.
he didn't take it too easy on me. No, it was a really good process. You know, they take you down to Denver there. They have a training facility right there where you go in to talk about all the franchising opportunity. And, you know, you go out on jobs with them. You know, it's really easy training process. Once you see how the product works and everything, it's basically just following the instructions that they have in the user's manuals. I mean, it's such a good system that everything is already outlined for you. So I feel like the training was very simple. I feel like the way that the system works is just very simple. And, you know, like I said, it doesn't take a previous business owner or anything like that to be able to do this.
That's great. The majority of our listeners, Josh, are aspiring, we call them franchipreneurs or entrepreneurs. A lot of them have been, you were mentioning before, downsized from like corporate America. What advice would you give to them as far as looking for a franchise opportunity?
I guess the advice that I would give is that it's not like going into corporate America. I feel like there's kind of a time seed harvest type of a deal. You know, with corporate America, you get a job, you then perform a task, and you're getting paid for it the whole entire time. I feel like with entrepreneurship or franchisees, I feel like, you know, you purchase the franchise, it's going to take you a little bit of time and to not only get your initial investment back, but to get it rolling to where you're consistently profiting off of it. And I feel like that's where a lot of the corporate America in general, I'm not trying to, you know, what is the word, I guess, not discriminate, but individualize, I guess, corporate America, because I know it's not all the same, but I feel like that a lot of them get discouraged because they feel like, man, I put this money in and I'm not really getting back out of it what I need to right now. So I guess the advice I would give is to give it time, let it grow. You know, it's not something that you're just going to invest in and then overnight you're going to start making hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, there's a time and a harvest in there where it's going to take a little while to build it up to where you need it and be able to give you that return that you're looking for. But then once you're there, you're no longer in jeopardy of you know, losing it, you know, or getting fired, you know, from your job or something like that, you know. So I feel like there's huge benefits to that.
That's great. That's great advice, isn't it, Don?
Yeah, definitely. There must be a lot of word of mouth and from the, you know, good job you guys are doing and getting clients and probably a pretty high retention rate of those businesses or people coming back and using your product. Is that what you've seen so far, Josh?
That's a good point, Don. I feel like that our year number one through our entire summer months and everything, because we started in April, like I said, of 2009, I feel like we bought all of our clients, if that makes sense to you. I mean, our marketing, we are basically buying our clients. Now we're starting to see the return off of those clients. They're coming back to us 2 and 3 and 4 times, and now we're starting to see that return. So that's a great point to make. You know, initially, your initial outlay for marketing dollars, you know, it kind of feels like you're spinning your wheels because, you know, you're getting a return and you're able to pay your bills, but it's not the return that you might want initially. But then when they start coming back, man, that's where it really starts compounding. And seeing those return customers, you know, paying for your marketing 2 or 3 times over, that's where you really kind of start to crack a smile.
Right.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, Josh, we have about 1 minute left. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on OxyFresh? Is there any websites they can go to? And feel free, by the way, to plug any other businesses that you like.
Yeah. You know, to get more information about OxyFresh, you know, what I did, they have a lot of information on their website. You can go to OxyFresh.com. That's OxyFresh.com. And you can go on there, of course, call. They have, you know, a sales staff that will answer any questions that you have. And I feel like it's, you know, at least worth looking into for the initial outlay. You know, it's not too much, and I feel like you can definitely get your return on investment off of it.
That's great, great. And what about your photography business? Any information on that, or...?
Hey, you know, we're here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're a locally owned business. You can come to or go to montagstudio.com, montagstudio.com, and look at some of our work. And, of course, if you're in the Tulsa area, we'd love to take some photos of you.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Josh. You've been a fantastic guest. We'd love to have you back next year as we watch you continue to grow.
I appreciate it, Marty. Thank you, Don, as well.
Thanks, Josh. Have a great day today.
All right, you too.
That was great, huh, Don? That was fantastic.
Yeah, he did a great job representing the company and discussing OxyFresh and why he chose the business. And like you said, he's an entrepreneur. He has a few different businesses, and I'm sure he's going to really do much better in year two.
Yeah, I don't know if you and I were thinking the same thing. I mean, you know, Josh was looking to diversify. I mean, what a great business to diversify with, right? I mean, you know, that you don't physically have to be there. I mean, there's a lot of businesses out there. I mean, whether it's like a maid cleaning franchise or whatever it may be, that can follow this the same pattern that Josh did. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's fantastic. It was just an incredible story. It was he really was a great guest.
Definitely.
So you did a good job of segment one today, Don. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, gofranchise.com, and next week we're going to be talking taxes, Don. So get ready.
That time of the year.
Right. So I'll talk to you next week, Don, and thanks everyone for listening.
Silver spoon in mouth, success was passed through bloodline.